Back Talk is an extension of the long-running, award-winning movie review show, It's Movie Time, which airs Fridays at 3:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM, Columbus, Ohio. Hosted by me, John DeSando, this podcast version features additional content and banter with guests. I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
And look, we got all these electric cars all over the place. What's the name, Elon Musk's?
Testy? Something like that. Tesla. They're Tesla.
Oh, hey, that sounds like a movie.
It sure does. And the character had been in a movie once before about magicians called The Prestige, I believe it was.
Oh,
I think David Bowie.
I forgot that. Yeah, good point.
But I think Ethan Hawke here does an excellent job.
He does
job.
A terrific job. Yep. And in a year or two ago, there was the Electric Wars, or so the current wars?
Yes.
Cumberbatch?
Yes.
But that was Westinghouse and Edison.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Cumberbatch played Edison in that one. Oh, and there was somebody, I can't remember the name, that played Westinghouse. But those two characters, of course, make an appearance here, particularly Edison, played by Kyle MacLachlan.
Yes.
That does, a very good job. And, of course, John, it had to remind me about past biopics. And so I went going through all my books at home and film books and history and things like that. 1940, MGM came out with two of them. One called Young Tom Edison,
uh-huh,
with a young and rather restrained Mickey Rooney. You know, who was, you know, of course, over the top in so many roles, from Andy Hardy and all the like. We'll get Tommy's Barn. We'll put on a show, you know, with Judy Garland. So that in 1940. So he did that one, and it was followed up by Edison the Man with Spencer Tracy.
Oh, yes.
Edison.
Yeah.
And both very, very interesting movies. And I think in this one, you know, of course, MacLachlan does a good job as kind of what a cruel man Edison was, and stealing ideas, stealing patents.
And not always successful. He lost a ton trying to extract oil from crushed rock or something.
Yes, yes. Which now, of course, you know, the fracking
goes on.
So, but, you know, that was another interesting thing about this one, is Tesla being a man before his time.
Boy.
And some of his ideas, I'm thinking of particularly the one seen later in the movie where he goes to beg some more money from the richest man, I think, next to maybe Rockefeller and Carnegie, but J. Pierpont Morgan, J.P.
Right.
Morgan,
yes,
who, of course, had kind of a chaste relation. His daughter had a chaste relationship with Tesla.
I think the movie plays with that.
Yeah.
Plays with the history of that.
Yeah, and she does a good job with some of the narration.
Yes, I thought so too. This is Eve Hewson.
Yes, yes.
Nicely done.
Nicely done. And also throughout the movie, she pops up to give you some tidbit in a rather drawl, underkey manner, flipping up her. This is what was the one interesting thing in this, is that you'll see some homage to a particular technological advances now. Like at a bar, a guy goes there, lights a cigar, flips open his cell phone, thinking, what the heck? And here, you know, Anne Morgan, you know, Pierpont Morgan's daughter,
right,
throughout the movie, pops in with her little laptop, you know, giving, and said, now if you Google, you know, you Edison, you'll get millions and millions of hits, but a lot fewer for, you know, our friend Tesla.
Well, you know, they're consistent with Tesla's character.
Yes.
And if you took only Tesla's character, played, really underplayed by,
yes,
Ethan Hawke,
yes,
this would be a pretty dull movie.
Yes.
So I think they did a good job bringing her in, and I like the struggle between Edison, Westinghouse, and Tesla.
Yes.
I like that a lot. And I think it gives vigor to the movie.
Yes. And Westinghouse, that is played by Jim Gaffigan or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Gaffigan, yes.
And I've seen him in a number of, always plays kind of a big lumbering type of a guy in supporting roles in a lot of TV shows I've seen him in.
Yeah.
And the guy's funny and does a great, in fact, he kind of steals the show with the scenes that he's in.
He does. Now, Tesla is a futurist.
You're very much so.
He is, and he says, and he does characterize himself as being lost in thought. You know that his life is thinking.
Yes, yes. Well, and I alluded to a scene later in the movie where Morgan is playing lawn tennis, with his daughters, and they're outside the gate, look like a little street urchin, you know, begging for food or money, but begging for more funds to fund his experiments from Morgan.
Yeah.
And he goes into a thing saying, but, you know, we could do this, and I think we can do that. And a lot of the things that he was saying were technological wonders that have come to be.
He has, he had so many patents.
Yes.
They're all parts of the machinery that he had built.
Yep.
But the greatest of all of his achievement is fostering AC.
Yes.
Alternating current.
Exactly.
And that's a big war. AC, DC.
Which Edison really was a believer in the direct current. And anybody that's had to replace, you know, using something with a direct current line, like Christmas tree lights sometimes, you know, trying to find the right bulb because it all builds on each other. But Tesla thought it'd be much more efficient with the alternating current. And that's the big war, you know, like that one movie you alluded to.
And it's too bad that he had not won that war completely when they executed a man.
Yes.
Who got the direct current by this very nice guy.
Almost kind of apologizing for whatever that hopefully since now, hopefully it won't be much of a bother,
right.
You know? And then, of course, everything goes wrong as you see, you know, the helmet they had on him and the electric chair begins, you know, a smoke coming out of it. The poor guy. I mean, you know, well, you know, the crimes that he committed that maybe deserve to be literally fried.
Well, that's one of the nice things about the film. It brings these kind of offbeat stuff together with Tesla's really low-key personality and with the inefficiency of his romance with Anne.
Yeah.
The film...
The star of stage and then a few movies in the early 1900s, Sarah Bernhardt.
Oh, gosh, they're great.
Had kind of a cute scene where they're at a bar and she leans over and it's kind of something about, like a cat scratching the back's cat. Do you like to be scratched? You know, she purrs almost.
And that fulfills their cat motif.
Yes.
Because they talk about the electricity that inspired him initially.
Yeah, or petting a cat, getting that electrical, you know, almost like in your stocking feet going across the carpeted floor. You know, and touching something.
Yes, yes,
yes. Getting the shock.
The other nice touch, there's a little bit of a fabulous business going on here. There's odd things that juice it up that are really surreal.
Yes.
For instance, the roller skating.
Yes. Which was, you know, when I Googled and was reading some about the film, that roller skating was kind of a recent fad at that time. And so even the rich people were getting into it because it just, you know, I guess that movement, that motion, that really kind of intrigued everybody. But I think the most surreal scene in the whole movie, and I think you know what, near the end there, when it almost, we get like an MTV music video, a Tesla singing a modern song.
Yes, he's doing karaoke.
And which, with a microphone, the whole nine yards, and really kind of cool. And I, for a movie like this, The cinematography was pretty good.
Yes.
I thought very good.
Yeah.
And but behind them was some scenery or whatever. And Hawk, who has an interesting singing voice to say the least.
Right.
But it's a recent song, too. And the lyrics kind of fit in with what his psyche and personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think probably the guy was on that autism scale. I think he, with his social awkwardness and introverted nature, but brilliance, that, you know, the man probably had, you know, some Asperger's and stuff like that about him.
Well, you know, and it's appropriate that he was doing the karaoke with a microphone.
Yes.
Since he was interested in how you could send these waves out in the air.
Yep.
And electricity and so on.
He was begging, outside of the tennis court to Morgan, trying to get money and saying all these things, you know, like the... as he was talking about them, and I could say, oh, geez, that's the World Wide Web. That's the internet. You know?
Yes,
that's
yes.
That's cell phones.
Yes.
That's this. That's the, you know, whatever. And we always think of Edison as a genius, which I believe the man was.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, stealing the patents and stuff like that. But I think Tesla probably had... more of a visionary sense, possibly.
Oh, I agree, yeah, yeah. And as I had mentioned, he had so many patents, and I think something that Edison did or whatever that was revered, he said, yeah, I had 17 patents in that.
Yeah.
So Tesla was very important.
Yes.
To Edison.
Yes.
But
yeah, you get making like $15 a week or whatever.
And I love the way she... What? No. Anne characterized her dad as looks like he's listening to everybody, but he's not hearing at all.
He likes to, he talks a lot. He likes listening to himself. Yeah, that she brings that up, that he pretends like he's listening, but he isn't.
You know, this is for me, like, I was excited last year for Radioactive.
Yes, because it's one of a recent biopic about Marie Curie.
Yeah, and you know, these biopics, if they're done half well, they hook me.
Yes, yeah.
Giving life to people I've heard about.
Yeah. Well, you know, another recent one that I thought about was somebody who I think is kind of, at least business-wise, a genius, but coming up with a thing, Mark Zuckerberg. You know, in social
exactly,
network,
yeah.
That was kind of a biopic about somebody who very good, but boy, does he rub people the wrong way. And Tesla had that kind of ability, even though that he had some close friends like that one fellow that had worked with him quite a while.
Oh,
back.
Yeah.
I think even back, because I think he was from... Croatia, because they mentioned him being part of the, being born there in the Austrian Empire, and just a little bit. And this is what I like about some, that they don't have to go back and bore us to death with a lot about the youth and growing up and why he was that way.
Right,
you get hints of it that really want you hints that encourage you to go on to learn more about the guy. But the one part when Ann Morgan was talking about, you Google Tesla, and basically they keep using the same four photographs of him and everything.
Yes.
And photoshopping, electricity going off all around him. I mean, he really was very introverted. Eccentric type of person.
Yeah, but a great person. Yeah. You know, I love the fact that Elon Musk has been so successful with his electric car, and that he chose to give the name to give Tesla's name.
Tesla.
What a very nice honor.
Well, you know, I remember from that one movie where I think Bowie played Tesla, and of course with that huge like coil thing or whatever, you know, and there was a scene of that. It was kind of fascinating. And I think one of the reviews I was reading, they said that his laboratory reminded them of Dr. Frankenstein.
Yes.
You know, with all, you know, the sparks flying, you know, and all, you know, that you can just imagine a little hunchback Marty Feldman, you know, Igor, you know, coming, you know, to help him out as an assistant. One other thing I want to talk about, and that's the director, Michael, how you pronounce that last name?
Almeida.
Yeah. And the one interesting thing, I'm going to try to search it down to see it, that he also did, years back, a modernized version of Hamlet. And what was interesting, Ethan Hawke playing Hamlet, but Lyle McLaughlin playing Claudius, his nemesis.
Oh my gosh,
They were comparing the interaction between Edison and Tesla with Claudius and Hamlet from the earlier movie. The same two actors, as they say, really play off of each other very well. One who, you could almost see the how sinister he could be, meaning in Lyle's thing of Edison and portrayal of Edison, but also it sounds like the same thing with Claudius, but also the kind of tortured personality that Tesla and Hamlet both had.
Yes.
And so that sounds like
very introspective.
But they said it's a modernized one, and that's what this director does very well, that he takes something old and makes it new again.
And, you know, he uses process shots in several places for an effect.
Yes.
There's photos behind them.
Yes.
I mean, I love the fact that I was initially wondered if he wasn't changing the tone somewhat. It almost seemed like he wanted it to be humorous, but he was really mixing it up and playing, I think, on the futurist motif.
Yeah.
It's so
artificial.
Yes. Very much
artificial,
so. Right.
Futuristic type of thing, but also done with humor.
Yes.
And one of the things is one of the bits where Anne is talking about, you know, the relationship of Edison with Tesla. And she'd say, this scene you just saw, it didn't really happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
But in essence, it did capture what was going on, particularly when they begin smashing ice cream cones.
Love that.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't you like to see in you get so many taglines, this is based on a true story.
Yes.
Wouldn't you now and then love to have them say just the way she does, this didn't really happen.
This didn't happen. But it kind of like, it pinpoints though exactly, you know, what they were probably thinking.
Yes.
You know, and what was really behind the thing. Almost provide, you know, cinematic metaphor, you know, type of thing.
Yes.
I was thinking about that.
Well, Wayne Miller.
Yes.
Oh, we did such a good job. The film is called Tesla.
Yes.
One of the great heroes of the 20th century.
Yes.
What grade do you award it?
I'm going to give it a B. It was, and of course, I watched it on my smartphone. This is something a bigger screen.
Ironic. I mean, Tesla would approve.
He would approve of it. But there were parts of it that just I really had to think about, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. It's slow but I also appreciate the fact that they're trying to emulate the kind of slow nature of Tesla himself.
Yeah.
But that doesn't always work when your audience. And I awarded a B as well. If like me, you are turned on by biopics, and I certainly am.
Yeah.
I would recommend seeing Tesla if you can find it. It's not streaming, right?
I think in this magazine that I think it will be.
It will be. All right.
Yes. This magazine I get, this news magazine, and had like just snippets of film reviews, and one of them was that other one that you did for It's Movie Time Unhinged.
Yeah.
But they also had Tesla, and the one thing that it said in this is that it's not for everybody, and definitely not. But I think for somebody interested in history, and a little known but yet important history, this is a good movie for them.
Back Talk is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows on the podcast experience at wcbe.org.